If I had responded to them by bringing what they requested, by sending down the angels for them to see, and made the dead speak to them about the truth of what you brought, and gathered everything they asked for before their eyes, they still would not have believed in what you brought, unless Allah willed for them to be guided. However, most of them are ignorant of this and do not turn to Allah to grant them guidance. Just as I tested you with the hostility of these idolaters towards you, I tested every prophet before you. I made for each of them enemies of rebellious men and jinn, who used to whisper evil in the hearts of one another, beautifying falsehood in order to deceive them. If I willed them not to do so, they would not have done that, but I willed it as a test for them. So leave them to their fabrications of disbelief and falsehood, and pay no attention to them. This is so that the hearts of those who do not accept the afterlife may incline towards what they whisper to one another, happily accepting such things for themselves, and that they persist in committing the sins and wrongs they were doing. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters who worship others together with Allah, does it make sense for me to accept anyone other than Allah as a judge between us, whilst Allah is the one who has revealed the Quran which sufficiently explains everything? The Jews, to whom I gave the Torah, and the Christians, to whom I gave the Gospel, know that the Quran has been revealed to you, because the proof of that is found in their scriptures. So do not be of those who doubt about what I revealed to you. The word of your Lord, namely the Quran, is complete in the truthfulness of its statements and the justice of its instructions and prohibitions. There is no one who can alter his words. He is the one who hears and knows the statements of his servants. Nothing is hidden from him, and he will repay their actions. If you, O Messenger, supposedly followed most of the people on earth, they would mislead you from Allah's religion. Allah's custom has always been that the truth is with the minority. Most people follow nothing but speculation that has no basis, and they think that those whom they worship will bring them close to Allah, whereas they are completely wrong in believing this. Your Lord, O Messenger, knows best those people who are misled from his path, and he knows best those who are rightly guided to it. Nothing of that is hidden from him. Eat, O people, from that which was slathered while using Allah's name, if you truly accept his clear proofs. Beneficial points. The main goal of a servant is to follow the truth, to look for it in the ways that Allah has explained, to practice on it, to hope for the Lord's assistance in following it, and not to rely on oneself, strength, or ability. In fairness to the knowledgeable believing minority, the Quran attributes ignorance and misguidance to the majority of creation. One of Allah's practices amongst the creation is the existence of enemies from amongst humans and the jinn, for the prophets and their followers, because truth is recognized through falsehood, which is its opposite. The Quran is truthful in its narrations and just in its laws. Nothing contrary to reality will be found in its narrations, and nothing contrary to the truth will be found in its laws. What is it that prevents you, O believers, from eating that which was slathered in Allah's name, when Allah has made clear what is unlawful for you? It is therefore necessary for you to leave that which is forbidden, unless you are forced by necessity to eat it, in which case it will be lawful. Many of the misguided idolaters mislead their followers with their incorrect views. They consider lawful that which Allah has made unlawful, such as carrion, and they consider unlawful that which Allah has made lawful, such as the Bahira, Wasila, Haman, etc. Your Lord, O Messenger, knows best those who overstep his limits, and he will repay them for their transgression. O people, avoid committing sins openly or in secret. Those who commit sins, secret or open, will be repaid by Allah for what they did. O Muslims, do not eat that which was not slathered in the name of Allah, whether the name of someone other than Allah was mentioned over it or not. Eating such forbidden food is to abandon obedience to Allah in favor of disobedience. The Satans whisper to their friends, inspiring them with doubts, so that they argue with you about eating carrion. If you, O Muslims, were to follow them in the doubts they present for the lawfulness of carrion, then you would be equal to them in associating partners with Allah. Is the one who was dead prior to receiving Allah's guidance, due to his disbelief, ignorance and sins, and then he gave him life by guiding him to faith, knowledge and obedience, equal to the one who cannot leave the darkness of disbelief, ignorance and sins, and to whom the paths have become unclear and dark, just as polytheism, the consumption of carrion, and false arguments were made fair seeming to these idolaters. The sins of the disbelievers were made to seem good to them, so that they are repaid for them on the day of rising with a painful punishment. Just as what transpired with those leaders of Mecca, who committed polytheism and barred others from the way of Allah, He has placed leaders and influential people in every town, who use various means and schemes to call towards the path of Satan and oppose the messengers and their followers. In reality, their scheming and planning will eventually only harm them, but they do realize this due to their ignorance and their following of desires. And when there comes to any of these leaders a verse or a sign which Allah reveals to His Prophet proving His truthfulness, they say, "We will never accept this until Allah bestows upon us the prophethood as He did to these prophets aforetime." Allah refutes them by saying that He knows best who is most suitable to be appointed to carry out the duties of the mission, and He only selects the finest people for prophethood and messengership. These transgressors will be afflicted with disgrace and humiliation because of their arrogance against the truth, and with a severe punishment because of their scheming. Beneficial points. The default with respect to all things including food is permissibility. If the sacred law has not declared something unlawful, it remains permissible. Any person who says something about religion without knowledge or calls people to something about which he does not know, whether it is true or false, is a transgressor who is wronging himself and wronging others by misguiding them. The same applies to a person who issues a religious verdict without being qualified to do so. The servant must leave all wrong that will place him in sin and difficulty, whether this relates to Allah's rights or the rights of Allah's servants. The benefit of a believer is not restricted to himself, but extends to other people as well.